Hey, Gary. How you going, mate?
All right, man. How was your lockdown over the weekend?
Oh, look, it didn't really affect my weekend too much. I probably would have gone over to the cricket for a look, but we weren't even journos weren't allowed in over there with the tight restrictions at Bunston Arena. So just stayed at home and stuck in the house with the three kids, which was always good fun when it's raining outside too on occasions. But no, we got through it all right.
Yeah, righto. Well, hopefully all things go according to plan and you'll be out of lockdown 6 o'clock tonight. Right, so the big bash there at Blunston. A couple of good games on the weekend.
All been good games so far. They've all been close anyway. Unfortunately, the Hurricanes have been on the wrong end of both results they've played in. Went right down to the wire yesterday against the Sydney Sixers, of course, and then we played the Renegades the day before and lost that one by 6-2 into the last over of the game. That one was won, though. So, yeah, two tight ones for the girls to open up, but unfortunately you just can't get the job done. The other game went into a super over yesterday too, which is really exciting between the Heat and the Scorchers. So, yeah, something in the water here in Hobart that we're having tight contests. We've got a couple more games tomorrow. We've got the Hurricanes back in action against the Melbourne Stars at Blunston, and then the Scorchers and the Heat go head-to-head again for the second time in a couple of days in a big doubleheader of games.
Righto. So Sheffield Shield, Tassie playing Western Australia. So 5 wickets to young paceman Lawrence Neil-Smith yesterday.
Yeah, it was great to see, wasn't it? Fantastic for him to be able to announce himself, I guess, on a big stage against a star-studded Western Australian lineup. He took some big scalps. So he got the wicket of Sean Marsh, Hilton Cartwright, Josh Phillippe, Darcy Short, our own Darcy Short, of course. So not just batsmen, but really good batsmen as well. So yeah, 5-43 from his 16.1 overs. The wickets were shared around pretty well, actually. Peter Siddle got a couple. Gabe Bell with two as well. Bo Webster got one. So it was a really good bowling performance by the Tasmanians to knock over Western Australia for just 238. They had them on the ropes pretty early too. They probably let them off the chain a little bit because at one stage they were 5-80 in that first inning. So in reply, we had a little bit of a bat last night. Unfortunately, Tim Ward, who played really well in South Australia against Queensland a week or two ago, he was out for a duck early in last night's game. So we've seen Lawrence Neil-Smith come in as the night watchman, as he did in South Australia too last week. He's unbeaten on two, and Caleb Jewell, the other person out there, unbeaten on six. So hopefully the Tigers can make some inroads into that total of WAs when they get out there. What must it be? Probably 1:30 our time this afternoon, I reckon.
Yeah. Righto. Let's go to what's the racing season now, spring carnivals and all that. So Incentivise, trained by Peter Moody out of Toowoomba, winning the Caulfield by plenty on the weekend.
It was a wonderful win, wasn't it? They're saying one of the better Caulfield Cup wins from Incentivise. It was magnificent to watch. It got trapped there early and probably didn't draw the barrier it would have liked either, but absolutely flew home to win by probably 3 lengths in the end, I reckon it was. It was a scintillating run, and it was interesting to hear from Brett Preble post-race, who said, look out, Melbourne Cup, basically. Going to really like the longer distance at Flemington in a couple of weeks' time. So everything's ahead of this horse. I reckon it's brilliant to see.
Yep, very good. Good story in racing with that horse at the moment. All right, mate, now, so WinTV going ahead as normal at 5:30 tonight?
Yeah, we are, absolutely. We're right across the day's developments, and as you say, hopefully things going well. We'll be out of lockdown in Southern Tasmania at 6 tonight.
All right, mate, stay safe. Talk to you Friday.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.